Hello and welcome. I'm Dr. George Lundberg. This is At Large at Medscape. Back on March 24, 2017, I published Gaslighting the Medical Literature here as a wake-up rant for Medscape authors and readers who may not have been fully informed about the revolting phenomenon of predatory publishing, sometimes known as pseudo-journals. At that time, I noted that the World Association of Medical Editors, WAMI, was, quote, working on definitive recommendations about what poor authors and editors may do to protect themselves, end quotes. Doctors Christine Lane and Margaret Winker have now published the WAMI statement in open access. But before we go into detail, let's examine how medical journals are funded. Let's follow the money. For many people who work at legitimate medical journals, it is a labor of love. But for the owners and publisher, it is more a labor for money. Let's follow the money. There are roughly 13 sources of funding available to support a medical journal. They are applied in different mixes by each publisher, depending upon the goals of the journal's owner. In no particular order, 1. Paid subscriptions by individuals or libraries. 2. Member dues. 3. Recycled member dues. 4. Tabloid or banner advertising or pop-ups. 5. Classified advertising. 6. Sponsorships in various forms. 7. Government grants or ownership. 8. Foundation grants or ownership. 9. The owner itself as a loss leader for research, prestige, or marketing value. 10. Sale of reprints. 11. Fees for journal-based CME. 12. Author fees paid by the author, a granting agency, or the employer. And 13. Bulk purchases for free distribution. What governs author, editor, publisher, owner, and advertiser behavior? ICMJE, WAMI, COPE, and CSE, but mostly the personal morality of the editor-in-chief, the ethical integrity of the owners, and the demonstrated success of the business model. The purpose of predatory journals is solely to make money for the owner from author fees. To maximize profit, costs are kept low by not hiring staff to perform manuscript evaluation, external pre-publication peer review, clinical and copy editing, quality assurance, editorial board activities, letters to the editor, corrections, retractions, archiving, authorship verification, and manage conflicts of interest. In short, they eschew most of the processes in place in legitimate journals to meet scholarly publishing standards. To protect yourself, 1. Be very leery of emails from unknown sources that invite manuscript submission and promise rapid publication for a fee. 2. Click to the now defunct but archived Beals list of suspect open access publishers and journals 2010 to 2017. 1,155 predatory publishers and 1,294 predatory journals. 3. Click to the Directory of Open Access Journals, DOAJ, for journals believed to be authentic. 9456 journals from 128 countries. 4. Utilize the Think, Check, Submit checklist. 5. Look for a street mailing address for the publisher and even a telephone number. 6. Contact the editor-in-chief for a one-on-one exchange for sensible validation. 7. Contact some listed member of an editorial board to assess legitimacy. 8. Be sure your academic institution evaluates quality as well as quantity of articles published in its appointment and promotion process. 9. Do not permit your name to be listed as a member of an editorial board unless you have verified the legitimacy of the publication. 10. Study your field. Three authors in emergency medicine reported that 45% of 55 open access journals in their field were likely predatory. This research should be replicated in all fields. For the full up-to-date story on this topic from the horse's mouth, read Jeffrey Beal's fresh accounting of his experiences from 2008 to 2017 here. Beal himself opines that the medical publishing industry is in such dire straits brought about by the pay-to-publish collusion betwixt authors who wish to publish and publishers happy to take their money that it is in danger of collapsing. I have worked full-time in medical publishing since 1982. I have never worked for a publication that required author fees. My initial reaction to the notion of author fees was, aha, a medical vanity press. You pay me some, I will publish, but with high standards. You pay me more, I will publish whatever you want. The slope got slippery around 2010. Scholarly publishing is now in free fall. That's my opinion. I'm Dr. George Lundberg at large for Medscape.